the only cause of illness is lack of energy. The only. There's no other cause for illness. If your energy level is high, same way that Coach Bob said it, if your energy level is high, there is no place for illness.
And what do you mean by energy level? Are we talking about somebody who thinks he's strong and he's full of vigor? Or what does energy mean to you?
Okay, energy is based on two different components. First of all, you have the physical energy, which we come back later, which is based on diet, right breathing, of course, the body, keeping the body alkaline, having a lot of green juices to get the body chlorophyll, get it oxygen rich. But what I really, really mean by energy level is 86% of all illness and doctor visits are caused or related to stress. 86%, that's a proven statistic, clinical statistic. 86% of all illness and doctor visits are related to stress. Stress is the main energy drain in our system, but it is not, George. Physical stress, and you know this from your research with dreams, it is mental and emotional stress. It is living in constant worries, doubts,
That's right.
and fears, having lack of self-confidence, lack of self-esteem, lack of self-love, having no hope, having no goals, having no future. That is basically the energy I'm talking about, because
okay.
if you are really alive and you love yourself, you love your life, you have hope for the future, you have self-respect, you have self-acceptance, you get up in the morning and you are excited to get into that day. This is the energy that I'm talking about, George.
Okay.
That is the energy that keeps you healthy. That is the energy that keeps you motivated. That is the energy that keeps you going. And this is what people really, really need to understand. The medical profession is the number one cause of death in the Western civilized world. The medical profession is the number one cause of death. Chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery is killing people, not curing people, because it gets the energy level even more down, and lack of energy is the only cause for cancer. So if just a little bit of sidetrack, chemotherapy is a leftover of the First and Second World War based on mustard gas. Mustard gas is forbidden as a war chemical after
right.
the Geneva Convention. That's what they put directly into the bloodstream of people and hoping when after everything dies that the patient still stays alive and then only the good cells renew and the bad, the cancerous cells will not.
Yet it kills everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It is, you know, it's like you get out in your backyard and you have, of course, flowers and grass and you have trees and bushes and some weeds. Now you kill your entire backyard. Let's say you take Agent Orange and you kill your entire backyard. And then all of a sudden you hope that only the flowers and the grass and the trees will come back and the weeds will not. That is,
and the odds of that happening are pretty remote, aren't they?
Yeah, that was very smartly said, Josh. That is, I love the way you say things. But it is really important that people understand chemotherapy causes cancer. Chemotherapy never did cure cancer in one single case. The medical profession has a cancer cure rate of 2%. 2%.
Oh, my
people
God.
That do nothing... 27% get cured by absolutely doing nothing. And Dr. Simoncini, the great cancer healer, oncologist from Rome, Italy.
Oh, he's the one who uses soda bicarbonate, right?
Absolutely. He is using simply baking soda, a couple of cents of cost, to cure cancer. And basically all kinds of cancers. But we have to define the cancer symptoms, because cancer is basically a symptom. It's just a symptom of an immune system that's broken down. And I want to really make the point, we're going to get there, I think, at the last hour of the show, because I also want to give your readers a specific website. It's only set up for your listeners.
Okay.
at the end of our show, so where they get a value of $2,500 free of information and newsletters and so on, is specifically only for your listeners, and it's only on for today and tomorrow, and then this is going to be taken off. We give the information at the end of the show. But what we all need to see are the facts. The fact is that Dr. Simoncini said the medical profession has maximum a cancer cure rate of 2 to 3% maximum. Then we know that 27% of everybody gets, that does nothing, gets cured. We also know that
27% of people who have cancer, they do nothing, but they end up getting cured. 27%.
Absolutely, okay. George, because usually cancer is not an illness. Cancer is a symptom and usually a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
These 27% basically get this wake-up call. They start thinking about solutions. They start thinking about what they have to change in their life. They are thinking about getting rid of the energy drainers, the negative people in their lives, the people that do not support them or the healing process, people that when you talk to them on the phone and you hang up, you feel completely exhausted. I call them energy vampires.
Yeah, there are many out there.
Oh, yeah, George, there are many out there. And people need to get rid of these, and they have to make a list of people that really need to be eliminated out of their lives if they want to survive cancer. But very often, it is really the job, George, that keeps them, that kills them in the whole meaning of the word. We have the main heart attacks, deadly heart attacks, Monday morning between 8 and 9, when people get ready to a work week that they cannot handle anymore.
That's interesting. I've always wanted to ask you or somebody that, why are most of the heart attacks in the morning then?
That is because people get into a day or into a work week that they cannot handle anymore. They are afraid of their boss. They are afraid of their coworkers. They are afraid of not being able to perform. The salespeople have this very often.
Stress.
It is all stress. Stress is the only cause of cancer. There is 14% is based on diet and accidents like radiation, toxemia, I mean the poisoning, and other factors. But it's only 14%, George, because it's proven. It's a proven fact that 86% of all illness is caused or related to stress, mental and emotional stress. The Stanford University conducted a study and even said it came to the conclusion that 95% of all illness is stress-related.
Wow. And is this stress built up over time, or is it a short-term thing that can get you?
It can be both. Usually it's built up over time. It's hanging on to a really horrible relationship that you know it's wrong, but you hang in because of the children or what the relatives will say or the neighbors would say. This is the main cause in my experience with working with over 35,000 cancer patients. And let me say here, there's two independent studies conducted that came to the conclusion that I have a cancer cure rate of 92.3%. And I can prove this again and again and again, because the only patients I ever lost were the patients that have been damaged by the medical profession too much when they came finally to me. So they have been damaged too much before they came to me, and I could not get rid of the damage caused by the medical profession. But I never, ever lost a patient that came to me fully functioning, mentally fully functioning, that had not had medical treatment before they died. Not one single one. The same is true for people with muscular dystrophy or Parkinson's disease. Alzheimer's, for example, is the easiest thing to cure and so on. But we don't want to digress too much. It is really, really important that we have hope, that we have belief in our future, in our healing, in our self-healing, because the medical profession is using fear to push you, pressure you into the treatment that will kill you. The last 15 years, George, nobody died of cancer. Everybody died of the side effects of the treatment.